Welcome to The Pin Sheet on TurfNet Radio, presented by BASF. The Pin Sheet is TurfNet's regional focus at what's hot and happening in turf around the country. Here's today's host, John Kiger.
Welcome to the BASF Pin Sheet on TurfNet Radio. This episode is being recorded on August 31st, 2016. Our guest today is Kathy Kamowitz with BASF. Welcome, Kathy.
Hi, how are you today?
Just great. Briefly explain your title and your duties here at BASF.
Sure, thank you very much for inviting us. So I'm the technical specialist for our turf and ornamental team for the southern region of the country. So for BASF, that is North Carolina south to Puerto Rico, and then all the way to Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and then back over to the East Coast.
Give us kind of a summary of what you've heard about or what you've seen this summer.
The couple programs that we've just finished in the last 2 days, one over in Nashville and one over here in Atlanta today, have involved giving updates on 2015-2016, what did we learn in both fungicides or disease control, as well as with the herbicides that we use and weed control. And really, without consulting us, those of us on the program for the last 2 days, we had a lot of similarities that we didn't talk about ahead of time, and that is that with the change of the weather pattern, no year seems to be alike. We had from the fall of last year being extended into a very warm winter, and then we had a cool, wet spring. It did create new challenges for both weed control as well as for how we use our fungicides appropriately.
Was there any sort of tipping point during the summer when you guys were hearing from your customers that, gosh, I'm really having a problem with this, or, boy, I prepared for this, but the wet spring did this?
You know, probably the number one topic for turf managers since the winter time has been Pythium. And it doesn't seem to matter now because of the very hot summer that we've had. The bent grass growers are now in the same predicament. Plus, they had a long warm period on their bent grass, too. So Pythium has been probably of top of mind for both bent and Bermuda growers. Pythium definitely caught many of our new Bermuda greens growers by surprise, because it became active as a root rot Pythium as we went into the winter. Many people associate Pythium more with the summertime, but in the south and now with our Bermuda grasses, Pythium has to be looked at as a major watch out as we go into the winter months, because there are many different Pythium species, many that are active during these cooler months of the year.
You mentioned this during the presentation, and obviously there's a lot of the conversion to Bermuda going on. What sort of mindset do these growers need to get into, or what are sort of your general recommendations about preparing for this transition from bent to Bermuda?
Probably just doing a good look at their spray programs and their practices. You really have to change from knowing that the heat of the summer, which is so top of mind when you're a bent grass grower, is the opposite for a Bermuda grower. We used to do a lot of Bermuda research, and we started by doing it in the summertime. And Bermuda's very happy then. And we switched to Labor Day through Christmas and into the spring green up. And we found with our new Ultra Dwarfs, this is the key time of year that we have to manage Bermuda. And that's not intuitive. People haven't thought they had to do that many fungicide applications during that time period.
What are some of the most common questions that you're asked by people that are making this transition?
So for the Ultra Dwarf managers, it truly has been, and we're sitting in Atlanta today. Yesterday we were in Nashville. This is the transition zone. These are Bermudas that go dormant. These are Bermudas that are susceptible not only to winter kill and winter damage, but also the diseases that are prevalent during the infection period earlier in the fall. If you do not get protection and prevention, then you wake up in the spring after you green back up and you have a lot of turf density problems, or you actually have lost a lot of turf. And it's not just from too much cold. It is actually because you had disease, infection. And spring dead spot for the new Bermuda managers is probably one of the principal things they have to think about.
If someone's not in a position to come to a seminar like we've been to today or that you had up in Nashville yesterday, what sort of resources from a supplier like BASF are available during the course of the year as people have questions either about just general program or maintaining the turf during a transition like this?
Some of the literature that we have out that is helpful as a template, the literature has been developed by myself looking at my research throughout the South. So the programs that are developed for the Southern bentgrass manager or for the transition zone Bermuda grass manager is based on the research that we've had at all the major universities through the South. And therefore, the disease control recommendations that are listed on some of our collateral, as well as the types of diseases that they may need to look for, is all very clearly stated. And again, the spray program recommendation is built on our products, our research, but incorporate a lot of people's products because BASF has only some of those that are very key for these turf managers.
Kathy Kalowitz, thanks so much for joining us today on the BASF Pin Sheet. Maybe we'll check in with you towards the end of the year to see what people need to do to prepare for the upcoming year.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
You have been listening to The Pin Sheet on TurfNet Radio, presented by BASF. Check back soon for new episodes or subscribe to TurfNet Radio on iTunes or Stitcher. Thanks for listening.